Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day number two of my football playoff food recipes is my Portobello Crostini. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, and this is to all my chef buddies out there, there's a lot of people who really love vegetarian, vegan food, and they deserve just as much as anybody else, and guess what? They love watching football too. So for all my vegetarian vegan buddies out there, this one is for you. I'm going to take three portobello mushrooms, large style mushrooms, and you know the big portobellos, we're not using the baby bells, we're using the big boys. We're going to go ahead and we're going to cut those slice. I want to get as many slices as I can out of there. Now your average portobello mushroom cap, we should be able to get at least 10 good slices out of it. And that's fair, because when we cook these down, they're going to shrink up a little bit, but not a lot. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take two bolillo breads. And I love the bolillo bread because it makes for some of the best darn crostinis. And reason why, it's not that darn expensive. And number two, it really has a lot of flavor to it. And we're going to add flavor to this as well. So we're going to go ahead and take our bolillo breads and grabbing our bread knife, I'm going to go ahead and get some nice slices out of our bolillo bread. And it's very, very important to remember that when we're doing this, that we want to make sure that the most important thing that we're doing is we're cutting consistently. That way, everything tastes exactly the same. I'm going to take my three large portobello mushrooms. We're going to put those in a tablespoon of garlic minced and two tablespoons of cold butter. It's very, very important that we start off with cold butter when we do this. We want to put some nice brown coloring on to these beautiful mushrooms. Now, if you are more of the vegan type, there's all kinds of different types of butter you can use. As long as it's cold, it should work any kind of butter that you use. But if you're just a vegetarian and you still enjoy those good things, then you know what? I love just using a nice local butter. It tastes really, really good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put all of this in a pan. I'm going to put some salt and pepper on my mushroom caps. That's it. We don't got to do so much to this. We got our garlic in there already. We want to make sure before that garlic starts to get really, really dark, we want it to brown but not burn. There is a difference. While that garlic is browning, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to hit it with a cup of white wine. I'm going to let that white wine reduce down by almost au sec, which means all of it's going to be completely gone. Once it goes au sec, the next thing for me is to kill the heat completely, add another 2 tablespoons of cold butter to this, go ahead and do what they call a monte au beurre, which is just a nice way of slowly incorporating cold fat into a hot liquid, so that way we can make a nice buttery sauce. Once we have achieved that, I'm going to go ahead and put that on top of our crispy bolillo breads that we're going to put in the oven with just a little bit of olive oil, garlic, salt, and pepper for 4.5 minutes at 425 degrees and enjoy. Top with a little bit of sunflower sprouts and you can really enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.